Good evening, everyone. I'd like to welcome you all to the October 18th meeting of the Board of Education, and I would ask our superintendent to please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Turning to our first item on the agenda, item three, changes in the meeting agenda. We have one change. We have replacement page, item F, the acceptance of the independent auditor's report. Turning to four, the Board of Education recognition. I'll turn this over to the superintendent.
Thank you, Mr. Connors. This evening is one of the highlights of our Board of Education meetings, as we take time to recognize and honor our Board of Education trustees. Board of Education members are elected by the community at large and work in a collaborative approach to foster and support the mission and vision of our district. They are the consummate volunteers. Their efforts are altruistic, purposeful, and meaningful. In Three Village, we are especially fortunate as our board trustees are indubitably committed to putting the needs of students as a top priority. They exemplify both individually and collectively an unwavering dedication to educating the whole child and supporting innovative programs and new initiatives that inspire and motivate learning at all levels. Their willingness to step beyond convention and support the administration and staff has been a gift based on trust, positive regard, and mutual respect. We are incredibly grateful for their support and the combined wisdom they bring to this often challenging and complex position. As our board trustees have great admiration and respect for student creativity, one of this evening's gifts will include a framed piece of artwork from a student in each of the respective buildings. And so, without further ado, we are privileged this evening to have each of our schools individually honor our Board of Education trustees, district clerk, and student representative. Representatives from each school have been selected to present this special honor. We will begin with Arrowhead Elementary School, Ms. Redden.
Good evening. We are so grateful for all of our board members and all of their hard work. But at Arrowhead, most especially, we are grateful for Deanna Blavanka, who is our board liaison. This is Ava Carrillo. She's a sixth grader in Mr. Hugis's class, and she is an art student of Rachel Inversa, and she has a few words.
My name is Ava, and I am from Arrowhead Elementary School. Tonight, we have the honor of recognizing board member Deanna Blavanka. We would like to thank her for dedicating her time and effort to our district and our education. In case you haven't read her best-selling autobiography, here are some highlights of her commitment. Deanna Blavanka, a Three Village resident since 1973 and a proud graduate of Ward Melville High School, is married with two children who currently attend the Three Village School District. Ms. Blavanka has worked in the human resources field for the past 20 years. She holds a professional in human resources certification, a bachelor's degree in HR development, and management, and has been a member of the Society for Human Resources Management since 1989. Ms. Blavanka is the first-hand witness to a value of a quality education. Ms. Blavanka is the school district chairperson for the Presidential Volunteer Service Awards. She is also the administrator for the Three Village Connection, which enhances positive communication for our community. She also participates on local school district career advisory boards, volunteers at the Stony Brook University Career Center, and participates in the community fundraising events for various charities. In closing, thank you, Ms. Blavanka, for making a difference in our school district and in our lives.
Thank you, Arrowhead Elementary School. I would now like to introduce Minnesaukee Elementary School, Dr. Brian Biscari.
Raymond looks too handsome, so we're going to step in front of the podium so that everyone can see him. Come here, handsome. Did a great job. On behalf of Minnesaukee Elementary School, the students and staff, we wanted to take a moment to thank all the board members for your commitment and for your support. We certainly appreciate it. And tonight we are here to specifically thank Ms. Gish as our liaison this year. Along with me are Mr. Pulaski, who's our interim assistant principal, and Mrs. Sacco, our art teacher. And Raymond Lang is a fifth grader at Minnesaukee in Mrs. Hunter's class, and he'd like to say a few words.
Irene Gish has been a resident of the Three Village Central School District since 1974. Mrs. Gish holds a degree in early childhood education from Brooklyn College and a master's in liberal studies from Stony Brook. She served on the Board of Education for 12 years, from 1983 to 1995, two of which as board president. Mrs. Gish's two children attended Three Village Central School District from kindergarten through high school. Mrs. Gish has worked for SUNY Stony Brook for 25 years as the head teacher at the university preschool. She has an extensive record of volunteering in the school district, participating in various PTA, PTO, PTGT, and board-appointed committees. She has also served as the costumer for various theater projects in the schools. Minnesaukee students and staff thanks Mrs. Gish for all the amazing things she has done for our school and community, and wishes her good luck for the rest of the year.
So why don't you take the artwork?
Thank you, Minnesaukee. We'd now like to invite Ms. Catherine White, Mount Elementary School.
Good evening, everyone, and thank you for this opportunity. As my colleagues have, I too would like to thank all board members for your service to the community. I can speak for all of my colleagues when I say that we always feel supported by you. And the Board of Education, as well as the administrators at North Country. We are here from Mount specifically to honor Mrs. Angelique Regalia, who has been wonderful, a complete ray of sunshine at Mount, attending all of our functions as well as our PTA meetings. So with me this evening, I have Mrs. Erica Kremens, who is our art teacher, and this year also our administrative intern. She's crazy enough to want to become an administrator. And next to her, I have one of our magnificent Mounties, little Ophelia Rosenthal Vincenti, who would like to say a few words.
We are so happy that Ms. Regalia is our liaison at Mount, and we are grateful for all that she does for us. A Three Village resident since 2005, Ms. Regalia is married with two children in our district. Mrs. Regalia works as an independent living skills trainer for people with traumatic brain injuries. This is no surprise to us at Mount because we know through all that she does that Ms. Regalia likes to help people. We think that her patients are fortunate to have her helping them. Mrs. Regalia is an advocate for well-rounded educational programs, and she knows that we Mounties and all the students in Three Village are much more than a test score. Mrs. Regalia was sworn into the Board of Education in May 2016, is completing her second term as president of the Three Village Joint PTA Council, and has volunteered with the school's PTAs for the past 11 years. Mrs. Regalia has a happy demeanor and a really good sense of humor. At our last PTA meeting, she shared that she would be an even happier person if she could wear her pajamas all day, every day. Mrs. Vigolia, whether you're fully dressed or in your jammies, we love you just the same. Thank you for all that you do for us at Mount and our entire district.
That was wonderful. Thank you. Now I'd like to introduce Ms. Gail Cassiano, Nastikeg Elementary School.
The honor of speaking about our district clerk, Kathy Sampogna. Miss Sampogna has been the Three Village district clerk for 7 years. Her primary responsibilities include a variety of clerical, financial record keeping, administrative duties in connection with the school district and Board of Education's business and activities. She takes care of the school district elections and attends all the Board of Education meetings and prepares minutes of the meetings. Ms. Sampogna has an associate degree in paralegal studies. She is married and has a son who is 28, a daughter who is 26, and a 9-year-old granddaughter. We would like to thank Ms. Sampogna for her service to the Three Village School District.
That was wonderful. Thank you, Nastikeg. Now we'd like to introduce Ms. Kristen Rimmer from Setauket.
Good evening. I'd like to start by thanking all of our Board of Education members. Today I have two special students with us today, Ella Ignacio and Lexi Beinock. They actually worked together to create the artwork that they're going to give Mr. Connors. So tonight, and we'd like to be a big thank you to their art teachers, Ms. Maria Maritato and Ms. Cameron Baum, who they all four of them collaborated together to make the artwork. So I'm going to turn the microphone over to Lexi, who is going to honor our Board of Education President, Mr. Connors.
Good evening. I am Lexi Beinock, a student from Setauket Elementary School. I am truly honored tonight to present our Board of Education President, William Connors, with this work of art that I created along with one of my fellow students, Ella Ignacio. We thought it would be wonderful to present Mr. Connors with a painting of Setauket School for him to display. Since he has lived in Setauket since 1973, Mr. Connors has lived here with his wife and four children who all graduated from Ward Melville High School. This is Mr. Connors' second time serving on the Three Village Board of Education. He was elected again to the Board of Education in 2012. Previously, he had been on the Board of Education from 1994 through 2006 and served as president from 1996 through 2006 and vice president from 1995 through 1996. Before Mr. Connors was our board president, he worked as a faculty member and senior administrator at Suffolk County Community College for 44 years, and Mr. Connors is a very active community member, attending all of our PTA meetings to share the fantastic things that are going on in our community with our parents each month. Some of the other ways he volunteers has been as a member and vice president of the Board of Trustees of the Emma S. Clark Memorial Library. We are thankful to have someone like him to represent our schools. Thank you for all you do.
Beautiful job, Setauket. We'd now like to introduce Mr. William Bernhard, Jalinas Junior High School.
We have a little entourage here. I'd like to just say that we are very blessed to have the most outstanding board and superintendent in the 50-year school history of the school district, so we are all very appreciative of all of you. Today we have the distinct honor of paying tribute to our board liaison, Mrs. Inger Germano, and I thought, who else but to speak about her wonderful work, but her two great students. They happen to have the same last name, Germano, her two fantastic daughters, Isabella and Gianna.
Inger Germano moved to Three Village in 2005 with her husband and two daughters, who both attend Paul J. Jalinas Junior High School. She is currently serving her third term as trustee on the Board of Education.
Mrs. Germano is an advocate for public education and believer that every child has a right to reach his or her maximum potential, and that it truly takes a village to raise a child. She feels it is very important that every decision made is rooted in the best interests of the students. Mrs. Germano volunteers at various organizations throughout the Three Village community. These include
Girl Scouts of Suffolk County, Three Village Basketball, St. James Religious Education, the school PTA, and is currently a Presidential Service Award chairperson, and served on the board of North Shore Montessori School. Mrs. Germano created the Facebook page Three Village Connection in an effort for the community to stay connected with the district.
Mrs. Germano has been a healthcare administrator for over 20 years. She is also the vice president of Global Alliance Realty, which she co-owns with her husband. Not only is Mrs. Germano an outstanding board member, but she is truly an amazing mother to us and our friends, as she treats each child as her own.
We are so proud of her and grateful for all she has done for us to give us a happy life and a good education. Thank you, Mom, for all that you do.
We also want to hear from Mr. Sacco just for one moment about the incredible art student and the piece of work.
Hello. We have Jake Herman, student, artist, and photographer. We'd like to offer this gift as appreciation for your support and services for Paul J. Gelinas. Jake has taken this beautiful photograph in town for his very first media arts project. You can show it, Jake. Again, we want to thank you, and we're presenting this to you. We hope you enjoy it. Thank you.
A moment to remember, for certain. We'd now like to introduce Mr. Vincent Fizzo from Murphy Junior High School.
You notice? But I'd just like to say, as I said last year and the year before and the year before, it is a pleasure working with each and every one of you. The endless hours that you give to this community, thank you so much. I couldn't work for a different board. You are phenomenal people, and thank you. And I have my assistant principal who, you notice he carries everything for us. And I also have Michelle Hanser, our student government advisor. She's going to say a few words on behalf of who she's going to introduce, someone very special at Murphy Junior High.
Hi, thank you. On behalf of Murphy Junior High School, I'd like to introduce Sophia Kornreich. She's very excited to be here to speak about her father, our liaison, Mr. Jonathan Kornreich. I had the pleasure of teaching her last year. She's creative and hardworking, and this year she plays a large role in Murphy student government. So Sophia has prepared a few words for her dad.
Thank you, Mrs. Hanser. This year, the liaison for Murphy Junior High School is none other than my father, Jonathan Kornreich. We would like to thank him not only for his dedication and service to Murphy Junior High School and the community. Little does my father know, I have been secretly interviewing him in preparation for this night. Most people know my father as a real estate developer and an active member of the Board of Education. However, there is much more to him that I didn't even know. After graduating from SUNY Albany, he traveled around the world, which gave him a different perspective on life. Some of the places he's visited include Greece, where he spent a year studying ancient Greek. He has traveled to more than 25 countries and speaks a little bit of French, Spanish, Hebrew, and Thai. His first business was shipping jewelry from Nepal to the U.S. He also opened businesses ranging from a restaurant in Bangkok to a moringa plantation in Cambodia to shipping lobsters from Maine to Shanghai and Guangzhou. Today, my father is involved in many organizations, including the Long Island Angel Network. He is the president of the Civics Association and the vice president of the Boys and Girls Club of Suffolk County. When asked why he is on the Board of Education, he replied, "Because I feel strongly about public education, and I think that we should give back to the community we live in." Not only am I lucky to have him as my father, but the whole community is lucky to have a hardworking and dedicated man who strives to make Three Village a great place. After all of these fun facts about my dad, he still considers himself to be boring. On behalf of Murphy Junior High School, I would like to say thank you for your constant support and inspiration to the students of Three Village.
That was great. Thank you so much. And last but certainly not least, I'd like to introduce Dr. Alan Baum from Ward Melville High School and Mr. Gus Huber from the Academy.
I, too, would like to echo the sentiments of my colleagues. We are really blessed. We are fortunate to have the best Board of Education this district has ever had. And I am fortunate not only to work here, but to live here and to be with all these outstanding students every single day. So thank you for on behalf of Ward Melville High School. This is Mrs. Kristen Dietz. She is an art teacher here at Ward Melville High School, and she will be talking to you on behalf of the staff and students and introducing our student.
Good evening. Good evening. We are here to thank Dr. Kerman, who has been such an asset to the Three Village School District and also an advocate for Ward Melville High School. Not only has he kept our smiles healthy and bright in our community, he also protected our nation through his services in the United States Army. Dr. Kerman shows his support for Ward Melville in many different ways, including attending all the PTA meetings. We appreciate his dedication to ensuring the success of Ward Melville now and in the future, and we hope the photograph reminds you of the strong creative educational opportunities you have helped foster. And now the student who produced the artwork, Leah Cusson.
We're here to thank Dr. Kerman for his continued support of Three Village and Ward Melville High School. He understands the importance of and is a strong advocate for education. For 20 years, he has been treasurer of a nonprofit organization called NYCAO Corporation, which aims to help dental students while they are in school. I know firsthand the extent of which his support has affected Ward Melville. For the landscape assignment in photography, I decided to photograph the salt marsh at West Meadow Beach. I hope to capture the beauty of the place in which we are so fortunate to live. As a community, we recognize how lucky we are to be in a school district that promotes and supports the arts. We hope Dr. Kerman enjoys the gifts and knows what a positive impact he has had on Ward Melville and the people within. Thank you.
Okay, last but not least, I too want to thank the Board of Education for all that you do for the students and the families of the Three Village School District. I'd like to introduce Christine Logori, representing some of our faculty and our students at the Academy. Introduce two of our other students that are here today.
Hi. At this time, it is my honor to introduce Grace Amster and Ansley Johnson.
I would like to thank Dr. Kerman and the Board of Education for the support of the Three Village Academy. Personally, I would not have been able to thrive in a typical school environment, not only with my education, but in life itself. I never felt accepted, always felt out of place. Then I was introduced to the Academy family and never felt more accepted. The staff stuck by me and guided me through the two hardest years of my life. I went from failing to thriving within my 3 years at the Academy, so I would just like to say thank you again.
And Dr. Baum is going, although our student representative to the Board of Education is on a college tour this evening, Dr. Baum is going to speak about Jillian.
Thank you.
In honor, thank you. In honor of our board trustees, we'd like to invite everyone to join us for a brief
If I could, our first public participation session. Is there anyone who would like to address the board at this time? Seeing none, turning to item six, the minutes of September 13th, 2017. Dr. Kerman has made the motion. Inger made the second. All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? The minutes are approved. Now, turning to reports, we have Jacob, who is the vice president of student government, who will be making the student representative report this evening.
There it is. Testing. Nope. Is it on? Am I good?
Yes.
I'm good. Okay, cool. Thank you, Mr. Connors.
Yes.
Right? Yes. Okay. I'm obviously not Jillian Becker. Let's turn that around. But my name is Jacob Cohen. I'd like to thank the board for having me here tonight as kind of a fill-in for Jill tonight. I know it's sudden, but I'm glad I kind of fit in and made a little friends along the way. I'm just here to give pretty much an update on everything. I feel like this isn't on. All right. On everything that's happened at our school in the past few weeks. We did just finish up our homecoming festivities a few weeks ago, our annual homecoming festivities. Besides the fact that we did shut out Sachem East, which was pretty cool, we had the Battle of the Classes on Thursday, which I have to say as a representative of student government, Battle of the Classes was definitely had the most attendance and the most participation we've had since I've been here. It was successful, and we hope to do it very similar again next year. Everybody attending really had a lot of fun as I talked around, and it was enjoyable. It was actually enjoyable, unlike the last few years when everybody just came because they wanted credit for student government. After that, the day after that, we had our annual pep rally, the second annual pep rally. Again, another fun event that everybody really enjoyed. That went over well. And then the day of homecoming, we had our carnival, and we had all the clubs, we had all the kids, we had the banner contest, which went over well. Everybody was happy, I guess, to say. I know I've been saying that a lot. How do I put this? It was an enjoyable day, and I was happy I helped make a part of it as being the vice president because I was kind of running the show behind the carnival. Me and Jillian kind of split up parts, and it worked out in the end. We're hoping everybody had a good time, and it seemed like it did. It seemed like everybody did. This coming week, we have our annual Trick or Treat Street, run by the Key Club, but participated by pretty much every club in the school. And every club has pretty much been working hard on their one or two rooms. Each room has a theme, and the kids go walk around like they do every year, and they get a little piece of candy. And it's fun to see the kids enjoy themselves in something we've been preparing for the past month or so. And I'm happy to be part of that as one of the student government board members. Another thing we've had for our student government, we have our annual fall blood drive. We have two every year. We have the first blood drive coming up, I believe the first week of November in Ward Melville. We're hoping we're gonna put signups for anybody to donate as long as they meet the age requirements. And we always get a large turnout every year. The representative always enjoys coming to Ward Melville because we have a lot of people that are willing to donate blood, and it helps, and people get to get out of class, which they like too. I hope I did all right. Thanks to the board for having me here. Hope I didn't miss anything, but thank you, I guess.
Did a great job. Thank you very much. Thank you. Our next report, I think, is probably one of the most important reports from my vantage point that we'll be receiving all year. It's on the school report card for the 2016-17 school year. Mr. Scanlon?
Yes. So, yes, this is our annual school report card. Report to the Board of Education. Let me just see where we are here. Here we go. All right. So the artwork you see on the front cover is the artwork designed by one of our students for the theme for this year. Mrs. Pettis said on inspiration. There we go. So about the district. Our enrollment for last year went down about 3%. just draw your attention to some of the numbers for the other professional and paraprofessional staff. The reason for those increases happened to deal with the number of IEPs and medical needs of students that we have had in the past year. And this current year is no exception. We've had over 100 students additional come in for those services. So that's a trend that we're starting to see more and more. There are about 17% of the district's population is special needs. The next chart shows our enrollment, and we continue to see that the lower enrollments in the primary levels moving up through. The class, now the senior class, is the largest class in the district, over 600 students, over 650 students in that grade level right now. The changes. So this year it presents more challenges and changes with the State Board of Regents. Back in the spring, the Board of Regents met and decided to no longer call the standards the Common Core standards, and they've moved on to the Next Generation standards. So we've actually banned using the term Next Generation or Common Core in any of our discussions. We just say standards now because we're going to be rewriting curriculum forever. So this will impact a lot of different things, particularly with math and ELA, where there have been changes with those standards, and the science standards that are rolling out this year for K through 2. The performance levels that we saw last year, remember last year's results are still under the Common Core learning standards, are still in the four levels. It's not going to change going forward for the next few years. It's going to just be changed to the Next Generation standards. When you look at these next two charts, these are the score ranges for the ELA and the math. The only thing typically that changes on these results are usually the lows, the last number, and the top number on most of the categories. But the general ranges in the middle, the twos and threes, stay about the same. The last column on both the ELA and math is the cutoff areas for the AIS. This is the area where the state says that we either have to provide AIS services or RTI services in a tiered fashion to students. The next slide shows our participation rates and opt-outs. With the state assessments, we only had approximately a third of our students taking the state assessments 3 through 8. The next few slides demonstrate how we've fared score-wise. One thing, again, to draw your attention to is the math for 8th grade, because that particular grade level is the grade level that takes algebra. For the majority of students in that grade level take algebra 1. So that may be why it's off. If people look at that and say, well, look at our results, well, that's because the majority of students are taking the math regents in that year. We've done very well in these categories. We've broken each down also for the ELA performance. Remember that the level 4 is what they consider mastery, and level 3 is the passing rates. Now, the comparable districts. These are the geographically comparable districts to us. In the area of English language arts, we were number 1 in 4 out of the 6 grade levels for these tests among the 8 geographic school districts. For the mathematics, we were 5 out of 6 number 1. So that's considerable. So in those areas. And that's still with the 8th grade being the outlier right there. Now, the region's results from last year. Amazing results. We continue to astound the state with some of the scores that we're receiving and passing rates. We hold some of the highest categories in these areas throughout the entire state, let alone the Suffolk County region. One piece to draw your attention to with the math regents, that last exam there, Algebra 2 Trigonometry, that's the last of the old regents exams, the 2005 standards-based. So that's why that number is low. These students are typically right now the juniors and seniors that are coming through the system. Yes? 85 or higher. Yes. And that's true for all the exams. Science results, also amazing across all the district. Remember, when we do this, this is for the entire district, not individual schools. It's a total of the students in each of the schools. So some of these courses, earth science in particular and living environment, are taught at all 3 schools. AP scholars, we continue to have very high results in this category. consistent with what we've performed in the past, and we've even, with the number of AP exams, we offer some of the highest numbers of AP courses of any school district anywhere on Long Island. About the class of 2017, the group that just left us. Out of that group, out of 601 students, 579 graduated, 96% graduation rate, which is still extraordinarily high. We still have a very high percentage of students that are going on for four-year degrees. We also should acknowledge the fact that we had a number of students accepted to the academies this year. Four students are going to military academies. And one special recognition, we have a number of students, even though it's less than 1%, who also are going directly into the military. So these students, upon graduation, literally last year, a day or two away, were going into boot camps throughout the country. So we have a few students that are going right into active military service. The pie chart on the next chart shows you what this looks like when we talk about those four-year and two-year college rates. It's still a very significant number of students going off to these schools. Now, the college rate overall is 96%, and that four-year rate, we still still are on a very high end, over 70% going off the schools. Now, the last two charts I just want to draw your attention to are the SAT results for math and English. Three Village Central School District has the number one results on the SAT in all of Suffolk County. So that is a very impressive result. So these next two slides demonstrate the academic prowess of our students. You see that upturn in scale in both of these areas. I happen to attribute this to the students and the hard work of the teachers, the writing centers that have been put into place to assist our students, the math centers that have been put into place over the course of the past few years. We're truly seeing the benefit of that work. So all of the services that we've been putting into place are really coming to fruition at this point. A little bit, but nothing significant enough to, it's really based on the same scales. So our students are just fine doing much better on it. Fairly consistent, and then we went up significantly. Yes, it may be just how the SAT is, you know, looking at it. Part of it also is the written component being analyzed as well on the exam, the essay component. Any questions about the results?
Kevin, I for one am very impressed. Looking at the overall results, are there any areas that you have seen that we need to pay some additional attention to?
Yes.
And that we could do better.
Yes, in many of the areas. That's why we're looking at the elementary levels. We've implemented the writing units of study K through 8 in the district. That's through Columbia University. And this year, we've begun the reading units of study, K through 5. Literacy is the most important key across all subject areas. So it's important that we begin early on with the interventions. We also have our response intervention teams. We're looking at students much earlier than we probably have ever done in the past. This past year, we also implemented K through 6, an academic intervention service for math. We brought on the program called iReady. And every student is given a baseline on that, and then we track them 3 times a year, just the same way we do with reading and writing. That is going to help us tremendously. So we're looking at this across multiple fields. But we are in a state of a lot of change at this point in time. You know, we have social studies standards that have rolled out that are significant. Dr. Gold has been on the forefront of implementing the changes for that. He actually is sitting on the state committee that's formulating the new regions exams for us. One of our teachers is actually a test writer. She'll be writing questions for the exams. In addition, we have another teacher that's writing test questions for the AP exams. In the sciences, as I said, the sciences are rolling out K through 2 this year, 3 through 5 next year, 6 through 8 the year after that, and then 9 through 12 the year after that. So by 2021, we're going to see significant changes in those areas. In the math standards, they've actually split some of the standards. There are now 6 additional standards, and if you talk to some of the mathematicians like Bill Bernhardt in the room, they would say that was a proper thing to do because they were putting together standards that didn't, the things being tested should have been separated all along. In English, they reduced it by 3. So there's a lot of changes that are going on right now with a lot of these assessments. The commissioner and the chancellor, and if you look at the recent Newsday article, the Board of Regents is taking a very hard look at what those assessments and the regents exams will appear like. But we're in a state of flux right now about for the next at least 3 years about what things are going to be coming from the state in these areas.
Okay, the first one is naming facilities, and what this does is just clarifies what we do when we name a facility. I'd just like to, Mr. Kerman had requested or noticed that we should say the first sentence should really read, for naming any facility, it shouldn't just say new. We should cross out the word new because there may be something that we're naming that, but this is, are there any questions about this one policy? Okay. Yeah, you want to pass them as we go? Well, we could, okay. Okay. With the change. Second, do we have a second? Ms. Lavlinka,
yeah.
All in favor? Okay.
Good.
Now, use of credit cards. What this does is it changes the maximum for the credit cards for the purchasing agent and the director of facilities. And the reason for that is that those are the two areas where there would be more of a possibility of needing emergency kinds of purchases for which the credit card would be used. So we want to raise those two figures to 5,000. That doesn't change the total. So the total credit limit of all of our credit cards is still the same. It just changes it so that those two positions have a higher credit limit. So, yes.
Dr. Kerman, second. Jimeno?
Okay, all in favor.
All in favor. Opposed. Abstention. Motion.
Okay. Now, charging school meals. That has to do with our students who who charge meals after there's no longer, if they don't have money or if there's no money in their account. And the big change there is to change it to from 5 meals to 10 meals. And the purpose of doing that is that sometimes when a child doesn't have the money, it's a matter of, or there's no money in their account, it's because either the credit card didn't go through or a check is in the process of being sent in. And, you know, so we figured this gives it 2 weeks to settle through. And also for a child who's in a situation where the family can't afford to pay for the meals, it gives the school the opportunity to be able to contact the family and see what's going on and make the appropriate adjustments to be sure that that child gets what they need. So that's why it changes from 5 meals to 10 meals. And I think everything else is pretty much the same, other than we were changing, let's see, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, fifth paragraph, the final sentence. It says refusing very young children or students with disabilities is prohibited by the board. We want to change that to refusing elementary school children. It makes it, you know, rather than very young, you know, everybody's got a different definition of what's very young. So this way, the elementary children would be, you know. And our goal here is to make sure that the children get a meal and, you know. Can we move this?
Mr. Germano, second. Mr. Cornreich, any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion.
That's it.
The vote was held on September 27th, and the budget passed nicely, 503-275.
Yes, at last week's audit committee meeting, our external auditor presented the audit report and financial statements to the audit committee. Tonight's resolution is to accept the report. You're not approving it or making any judgment on it, just accepting it so we can then forward it to the State Education Department and Office of the State Comptroller in a timely fashion. At our November meeting, the auditor will be here to make his public presentation.
Okay, Mr. Cornreich, second Ms. Germano. Any discussion?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
So over the years, this has become kind of a very dull and routine process. We sort of do this every year, and there's not really a lot of discussion. But, you know, it's obviously, as we all know, it's not the case in every district. I mean, sometimes this is fraught with drama and high suspense. But I think it speaks very highly of the quality of our of Jeff Carlson and your staff over there. And the quality of the work that you do and the integrity with which you do it, that we are on such solid footing and continue to be so every year. So thank you very much.
Well, thank you. And a lot of that is due to the Board of Education as well. So
good.
Thank you.
Good. Thank you. Huh? We have to vote. All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Okay. Turning to... G, the declaration of surplus equipment.
This is for some musical instruments at Setauket Elementary School. There was, over the summer, there was a problem with dehumidification in the auditorium. There was some water intrusion, but I think even more so than the water intrusion, it wasn't that much, not enough to cause, by itself, to cause this. These instruments weren't sitting in a pool of water. But there was a problem with the dehumidification. The air conditioning was working, so it lowered the temperature, but not the humidity. So Mr. O'Hagan, our director of facilities, has been working with our architect to put in a new dehumidification system. So hopefully that will take care of that problem. We also submitted an insurance claim on these, so we think we will get reimbursement. But that's what these instruments are, to declare surplus, as they were, these are all wooden woods, and they got moldy, and they're just in unusable condition now.
Is water continuing to infiltrate into that room?
I don't think so. Is there any? No.
I mean, the AC can't handle
it. It was not.
Well, we determined that
and we also have that's also, as you know, the room where we have the Vance Lock murals. So they started to get a little bit warped, but as the humidity came down, they tightened up again. So that's just another reason why we want to keep our eyes on the humidity levels in that room for the to protect those murals, too.
Dr. Kerman, second. Mr. Kornreich, any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning to H, the approval of amendment to contract with outside service provider for special educational services.
This is just an amendment to a contract that had been previously approved. The rates in the contract as previously approved were last year's rates. This is to adjust that.
Okay. May I have a motion on that, please? Mrs. Gish, second. Mrs. Regolia, any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning to I, the approval of contract between the Three Village School District and the Maintenance and Operations Unit. May I have a motion on this, please? Mr. Kornreich, second. Mrs. Gish, any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning to J, the approval of a side letter of agreement between the school district and the monitors unit. Mr. Kornreich, second. Mrs. Gish, any discussion on this? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning to K, personnel matters. We'll turn to personnel matters instructional. May I have a motion on that, please? Mr. Kornreich, second. Mrs. Gish, any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes.
Yeah, there's nothing unusual here. I just want you to note that some of the tenure times have been adjusted as a result of us getting information from prior districts.
Yes, yeah, so that was in there. Yes. These are people who had been approved previously, but the tenure times, I saw that in there and so forth. Okay. May I have a motion on that, please? Oh, we already voted on it. Okay. Now we're turning to the non-instructional. Personnel matters non-instructional. Mr. Kornreich, second. Mrs. Gish, any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Anything on this? Nothing unusual on this, too. Turning to L, the recommendations of the Committee on Special Education and the Subcommittee and Accommodation 504 plan meeting for the meeting dates stated. May I have a motion on this, please? Mr. Kornreich, second. Mrs. Gish, all in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. And turning to M, the recommendation of the Committee on Preschool Special Education for the meeting dates stated. Motion on this, please. Mrs. Gish, second. Mr. Kornreich, all in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning to 10, informational items of interest. Are there any items we'd like to bring to our colleagues' attention? Yes, sir.
You know, I just want to, no.
Nothing this evening? Anybody else?
You bring back to Bach.
Go ahead.
So I went to the Music Booster meeting. Angelique went as well, and they handed these out, and it's all being publicized on social media and probably the website soon, and that is November 3rd at 7 o'clock. They did it last year. Every school is represented by teachers, music teachers, and it was absolutely amazing, fantastic. I can't. Yeah, it's $10, and it's worth every penny. It's worth more than that, and it goes towards scholarships and instruments and the field trips and everything that they need. So it's a great thing. So I'm sure it'll be sold out like last year as well. So get your tickets.
Very good. Thank you. Anyone else? Turning to our second public participation session, is there anyone who would like to address the board at this time? Seeing none, do I have a motion for adjournment? Dr. Kerman, second. Mrs. Gish, good evening, everyone.